is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. John Reagan's with us. John, I wanted to congratulate all of the USAprepares.com and group who showed up at the ham technician test yesterday in Springfield, Missouri. Janet Randall did a fabulous job. She hosted several meetups where she helped teach anyone who wanted to learn about being a ham radio technician how to do it. And she brought in instructions and instructors, and they had multiple meetups on the technology and what the test was about. I didn't have a chance to participate in the training, but I just read the book, spent 6 hours reading the book over the weekend and just sat for the exam. And so 11 of us passed the exam yesterday. So that was Bridget and Vern, John, Linda, Mike A, Mike B, Marcia, ML, and Howard, and Ken, and I were the ones who passed the test. And it was great. It was a great opportunity. And I've decided to sit for the second level exam, which is the general license. Now, I spent a lot of time thinking about, do I want to get on another list? I mean, another government list. And I decided that I would do that because I did the same kind of soul searching when I wanted to get a concealed carry permit about 20-something years ago. I knew I'd be on a list, and I am on that list. And I've decided that, the bad thing about being on this ham technician FCC list is that they can come and invade my house at any time and demand to look at my ham equipment. And here's what I'd like to offer to them. If they decide that they want to come invade me, I'm going to make sure that they get credit for all of their activities. There will be a photo shoot. There will be video of them, and I will post it on the internet. I will talk about it ad infinitum on the air. And then I will surrender my ham license. And I will recommend that everyone else do the same thing. Because if the government is going to abuse us for being involved in emergency preparedness and getting the word out, and that's what hams do, and communicate information. If they come after us for that, then we will expose everyone involved in raiding my farm will become well known. And not only will I be broadcasting it, but I have a lot of friends who are broadcasters, and I'm sure they'll pick it up too. And there'll be pictures, and there'll be addresses, and there'll be photos of their houses. All the people involved in raiding my farm will become quite well known. So I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not going to do anything that would cause them to do it. I'm just saying if they show up, they can expect to be famous. So I want to thank Janet Randall for everything that she did. She's a USA prepared prepares person who has been involved with all of our expos and meetups, and she's a community involved person, and she's taken the bull by the horns, and she's decided that she wants to teach preparedness on many levels at her meetups, which she has once a week also, different time in Springfield, Missouri. She'll be at the meetup tonight if you'd like to meet her. That's at Ziggy's, 530 Sunshine and Glenstone. John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And I just want to make one more mention, John. I got a package, a care package. Boy, it's a heavy care package from Dane Wigington. He was on the air with us last week. He sent me a whole envelope, a large envelope full of posters about geoengineering, global weather modification. There are before and after pictures very similar to the pictures I've taken with my own camera and published and posted on the website, usapreparedness.com. His website, geoengineeringwatch.org. I'm going to be distributing these tonight at the meetup. So if you're going to be there, I'll make sure you get a copy of these posters. That's tonight, Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, I just want to summarize the last two broadcast hours, which is hour two from last week, hour one from this week, serves as the basis for talking about psychology, of the psychology and logistics that, if we have enough time, will be the second book in the Financial State of the Union series. I believe we were able to take the basic building blocks and put them in terms that everybody could understand. And those building blocks in and of themselves are fairly simple. When you start putting them together, that's where the complexity comes in. And, of course, we've got the disciplines and the universities, the computer science, the physics, the chemistry, the biology, the genetics, the languages. You can literally spend lifetimes studying the complexities of it. But to take what these fields are and then relate it into how do we look at life, and then that psychology gets into things like mind control, propaganda, and areas that we've talked about and can talk about for many hours to come. But that was the purpose of that. And now I want to turn into all this wonderful financial news that we've been ignoring the last couple of weeks. I've talked about the Energy Future Holdings bankruptcy that I found out when I just hit town. And while it has a little bit of personal meaning to me, because I was working for Capgemini, which was the firm that Encore Electric Delivery used to outsource its information technology, and they got rid of that contract at the end of 2009. And I was there in 2007 when this Energy Future Holdings deal was put in place. And Vincent, I know you have a graduate business degree like I do. Somewhere along the line, I missed out on that course on how to make millions of dollars while driving a company into bankruptcy. Do you remember seeing that one?
Yeah. You know, I missed I missed two courses, John. That one, literally, and the one titled How to Win Friends and Influence People. I missed those two classes. But you know what? I remember, honestly, John, I was at the Chinese Factory Outlet, and our daughter was in line with Mrs. Finelli and me, and her business finance economics teacher was in line with us. And I said to her, I said to her professor, because our daughter was going for her master's at the same time, I said, I don't understand the economy. I mean, I literally don't understand how this works. What I was taught is not what I see. I don't get it. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of calling the university and or writing to the university and requesting a refund for my 4 years of tuition for my undergraduate degree, because I wasn't taught what's happening. I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. And she said, you know what? It doesn't make any sense to me either. So you're right, John. We were not taught how to fleece people. We were not taught the rules of the underbelly of this game. And it's despicable. So, not despicable that we didn't learn it, that the game is despicable. Please continue.
Now, a friend reminded me that the CEO of TXU that brokered this deal walked away with a $55 million bonus. And we're looking at what's happened a few years later. I've put in four posts under there. One is from the New York Post. One is a news release from Energy Futures Holding. And then two articles from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram about the filing and how they will be breaking up the company. And just to summarize that a little bit and why this is a big deal, this is the fifth largest non-financial bankruptcy in United States history. So that's big. And when you look at, the propaganda on the news release, it talks about Energy Future Holdings, and while it talks about power generation, it doesn't put it in context, but the delivery side, Oncor, which I worked for, is the largest electrical distribution and transmission system in Texas. It has 3.2 million delivery points, which means you've got 3.2 million commercial and residential customers attached to this grid, which has 119,000 miles of distribution and transmission lines. This is not a small company, and while these companies will continue to operate, what you will learn in these articles, if you care to read them, is that the big backers of these companies will be getting ownership, and the little guy will, of course, get nothing.
John Reagan, I remember.
Go ahead.
I remember many years ago. 60 Minutes did a special on Enron, and they talked about. They couldn't really figure out what this company did, but man, oh man, it was in the energy business, and it was really making money, and its stock was going up and up and up. And they did this special on it, and I was trying to figure out exactly what these guys did. Shortly after that, there was the Enron scandal, and the company collapsed. And so they were just buying and selling energy. They just somehow inserted themselves between the customer and the provider. And they destroyed the energy market at that time. Is this very similar to that?
It's based on a false assumption on energy prices. It's the bottom line. It's in a neat package.
Okay. Fifth largest non-financial bankruptcy in United States history, right? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. John, Target just announced that the chairman of the board and president and CEO of Target, his name is Greg Steinhoffel, is out. I guess he's fired. He's been with the company for 35 years, and it's all about this data breach, okay, the credit card data breach. And so he's out, and that's great. That's absolutely wonderful, and I hope he's setting an example for a whole bunch of people to be fired for breaching the public trust. I think the same thing should happen with Apple Computer, Verizon, AT&T, Congress, the White House, all for breaching the public trust. John Reagan, back to you.
Just a couple of quick things about Energy Future Holdings. The bankruptcy was driven because currently the company lists assets of about $36.5 billion and a debt of $49.7 billion. So that's fairly upside down. And the Star Telegram article about the filing gets into more of the history. Back in 2006, before all of this started, they had revenues of $12.6 billion, long-term debt of $12.6 billion. So that's still a lot of debt compared to revenue, but apparently manageable because the income was just over $2.5 billion. When you look from 2007 through 2013, which is what the article discusses, there was only 1 year during that time that they had a profit, and it was only a little over $300 million. Long-term debt went from 12.6 in 2006 to 38.6, all the way up to over $41 million by 2009. And by 2013, the long-term debt had turned into $38 billion. Still a pretty good amount. But what really, really drove this, they were expecting energy prices to continue to go up, and energy prices didn't. Their revenue here, the high was actually from 2006. In 2007, it dropped to $10 billion. By 2012, it had dropped to $5.6 billion. And in 2013, as of June 30th, it was $4.6 billion. So we're talking about half the revenue that they used to have. And companies just can't survive when they lose that much revenue.
And that's just one company. There are companies all over that are going under. And, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like the only companies who are they're doing well are those that are selling information to the federal government. Those are the only ones I can think of that are doing well. Am I wrong in that?
Well, you also have the banks, which are currently being supported by the Federal Reserve, creating money out of thin air and buying all the distressed assets.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Let me rephrase. The only companies that are doing well are those that can print their way to doing well or are involved in selling products, services, and information to the government. Is that closer?
I think so. I don't know if you saw the article where McDonald's is changing Ronald McDonald's outfit.
I did not.
And to me, that shows that the company is really in trouble, because when you get somebody comes in, okay, the problem is our logo, or the problem is the way our mascot dresses. Mm-hmm. that means they don't know what's going on. They don't know how to fix it. So they just change something and hope that works.
John, you remind me of when I worked for one of the banks, and one of the family members of the chairman of the board was brought in at a high level, had no clue what he was doing. The first thing he did was change the logo. And I don't think he realized how significant that was. That meant every business card, every letterhead, every nameplate on the desks, every sign in front of every building, whether it be a high-rise building or a single-story or three-story building, every sign, every letterhead, every business card, it was massive. So what they did was they let him get away with it. Everything got changed, and it was a ridiculous change. It was insignificant. It didn't amount to anything in terms of making the company more profitable. It cost us a fortune. They fired him. And then they sold our division because they needed the money.
Okay. It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'll take you right to John Reagan's website, or you can go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, click on the news tab. And there's another piece. Regulators are going to peer into your investment portfolio. That's coming. That's coming soon. And there's another post that you might want to read on page one. It says, cheating at the gas pumps. This was sent to me by one of our students. And how some stations, if you go in to pay, the amount on the gas pump is not the amount of the receipt they give you, and so they may charge you $70-something dollars for a $68 gas bill. So always check the pump, and sometimes you may want to stop at the 10-gallon mark and see if 10 gallons equates to 10 times the price per gallon. Okay? So if it's $3 a gallon, which it's not, but for simple math, $3 a gallon times 10 gallons, stop it right there at the pump, see if it reads $30. If it does, you know that you're probably okay. So check into that, page one, usapreparedness.com. John Reagan, back to you.
You know, Vincent, we left Dallas just under 3.5 years ago, so we've had a chance to drive around a little bit, just seeing what's still there and what's new and what's gone away. And we were traveling down this one road, and there's this hospital, University General Hospital, and the logo is UGH, UGH. Now, I don't know who came up with that. I'm sure they were rewarded handsomely for coming up with that name and logo, but we just thought it was kind of interesting. Who would name a hospital UGH?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And why would they, you know, why would they just not leave it University General Hospital? You're absolutely right. And, you know, University General Hospital actually sounds, you know, sounds professional. Sounds like, you know, you might actually get in there and survive the modern medicine. You know, you might. But you're right.
Back to the resources for today. We've had so much information hit the last week. The latest gasoline usage is one of them, and I guess you could call it somewhat good news. Gasoline usage went up about half a million gallons a day in February, which is the latest month they've released. We took a big hit in between November and December, dropping from 23.7 million to 18.6 million a day. This is the third time we've had a huge drop since this crisis has started, and we have yet to see whether or not we will exceed that 18.6 that we fell to in December. The other two times, we have never recovered to that point. It might possibly happen here because we got kind of a double whammy with December. We had very unusual weather, and we had a lot of the initial expenses of Obamacare hit. So the weather part goes away during the summer. So we might possibly see it get up to maybe 19, maybe 20 million a day, but I don't see it going much more than that, simply because, first off, we've got gasoline prices went up. AAA is saying that they expect it to be somewhat stable. However, that's given an assumption that things in the Middle East and things in the Ukraine don't heat up too badly. Either or both of those places can go at any time, which would mean prices would go up even more. We also have more Obamacare expenses kicking in. And for the companies that weren't hit by it this year, 2014 becomes their base year. So if there's any positions that they do not want to cover with insurance, they have to have those as part-time, meaning less than 30 hours a week this year, which also Kip will talk about in the employment section. But to give you an idea how bad this is, it's around 18.5 million gallons a day. The Energy Information Administration posts the record going back all the way to January of 1983. And prior to this economic collapse that we're in, the worst month was February of 83, when we had 48.9 million. The best year looks to be 1999, 62.7 million gallons a day used in February. From 84 through 2009, every one of those years, we used more than 50 million gallons of gasoline a day. From 2009 on, it dropped to 44, 40, 29, 27, and now 18. It just can't get much lower than that without the economy just freezing up.
John Reagan, I remember back in the 60s and 70s, America, and 50s, America had a, you know, a love affair with the automobile. We just loved getting in, and we would just drive. We would even go to McDonald's just to get in our car. I'm talking about not me, but, and not my family, but I mean America. It loved It loved the automobile. It was the neatest thing. And we've improved the efficiency of automobiles. You know, we've gone from the 8-cylinder down to the 4-cylinder, and we've turbocharged, and you know, we're getting more miles per gallon. But there are a lot more people, and there are a lot more cars. So, you know, I'm looking at January of 2014. We're just below 18 million gallons a day. And you're absolutely right. I'm looking at the chart. And the way I read this, John, and I'd love to have your input on this. The way I read this is Americans have less disposable income to put fuel in their tanks. They have less disposable income to go shopping at the malls and at stores and traveling around from the suburbs to places to shop. So we're just, and we're not going on vacation as much. And we're just, and if you look at Ziggy's, you know, there isn't a lot of traffic outside of Ziggy's. And in my opinion, Ziggy's should be absolutely packed. Absolutely packed every Monday night. And there should be a line around the block to get in. But there isn't a line around the block because the roads are empty. Because people aren't driving. And I believe it's because they can't afford it, John. That's my take on it.
Yes, and when you look at that chart from 2008, you see it's all going downhill in usage. And not all of that is because of price. Because if we go in and chart the price along with that usage, there's been a fluctuation. There's been times when the price has gone down. But even when the price has gone down, usage has not gone up. People just can't afford to drive. It's one of the few places that they can cut a cost out of their budget.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example, John. I was invited. A freeze-dry guy called me up over the weekend. He said, Vinny, I'd like you to go to this event. And it's about 700 miles for me to drive to this event. And, I love seeing the freeze-dry guy. I really do. So I said, well, I'd love to go. Sounds good to me. I'm in. Well, I talked to some of my other friends who were invited, and they don't know if they can make it. And the reason was they don't know if they have the gas money to get there. Now, this is an event where we have some broadcasters and some patriots, and it's a really cool event. It's kind of camping, and I'd be broadcasting live from this event. But some really great, brilliant minds will be there. But not all of us know if we can make it because we don't know if we have the funds for the gasoline. I'm not talking about me. I will make it happen. But not everybody can. And that's where America is. So what I'm saying is we have broadcasters right here, right now, who are hurting. We really do. It's all over, John. It's not, it's everywhere. And I believe that it's having an effect on even meetings. There are absolutely free meetings that people could go to. And attendance is declining in all kinds of meetings. And it's the economy. I really believe it. Back to you.
Yes, and some people might think that the gasoline usage is going down because we have more fuel-efficient cars than we did a few years ago.
Right.
But we talked about an article probably 2 or 3 months ago now where the average age of the car has gone up. So and it's not the case that people are buying newer and newer cars. People are hanging on to their cars as long as they can because they can't afford to add a car payment to their budget.
John Reagan, you've seen my 1994 Chevy 6.5 turbo diesel Blazer. Really good condition because I take care of my vehicles. Well, it blew a head gasket. I don't have time to fix it, so I bought a car. I bought a 2000 Mercedes 430E. Absolutely magnificent, well-engineered machine. Over 130,000 miles. I bought a 14-year-old car. And to me, it's brand new. What I'm saying is I'm very careful how I spend my money. I would never buy a new car. I would never do it. So I think there are a lot of people who are doing the kind of thing that I do. They're just not buying new vehicles. As a matter of fact, if you look at the meetup group, I believe most of the people in the meetup group are buying used vehicles and have for a very, very long time. I know the Dollar Heights do. I know Howard Chain does. You know, we let someone else take that first depreciation hit. But for me, I was delighted to get a 14-year-old car because that's newer than anything I've been driving. What's next?
Next is GDP, Gross Domestic Product. I've renamed it General Disinformation and Propaganda.
Yeah, you're right about that. GDP. When we come back, John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com. If you haven't read his book, I suggest you consider it. Seriously, it's one of the best books, if not the best book, on telling you what's happening with the economy and how we're going to collapse. There's no question about it. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Today,
you've
got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
DC,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union. .com. Tomorrow, Deborah Brewster and Dane Wigington. We're going to be talking about climate trails and preparing. John Reagan, GDP, what's happening?
Let me engage chipmunk mode here so that I can get through the rest of the news. GDP and unemployment are two fudged numbers that the government puts out. They say GDP increased by 0.1%, which is pathetic just on its face. One thing I've been saying is that when you understate inflation, you overstate GDP. So if they were using real inflation numbers, GDP would have been negative. There's been reports also, if we had not had an increase in health care, which means Obamacare, that GDP would have decreased. You can also look at it, if we didn't have the Fed printing billions of dollars a month, funneling it into the economy, GDP would have been negative. Any way you look at it, GDP is not going up. It is going down, which is basically saying, looks like we're getting ready to double dip into this recession or part two of the depression. The same thing's going on with employment. They said we gained over 200,000 jobs. We don't know how many of those are people having to take second part-time jobs because their primary job got cut because of Obamacare. And even if they were all brand new jobs, the reason they were able to cut the unemployment percentage is because they took more than 800,000 people out of the employment pool. We now have a record number of Americans not working. We have one in five, 20% of households where nobody is working. And you might say, well, you know, we've got all these baby boomers that are retiring, and that's where the fourth article under employment comes in. The average retirement age is increasing. It's not people retiring. It's people don't have work. People can't afford to retire. And just stop and think about it. Every house you pass, every fifth house, nobody's working. Every apartment and apartment complex, every fifth door, nobody has a job. This is America today.
John, you are absolutely right. And if you ride around, if you want proof of that, class, what you do is you look at the lawns, you look at the maintenance, you look at the lack of paint, you look at the lack of pride in homes. People can't afford to have pride in their homes. They can't afford to fix them up. They can't afford to maintain them. We are falling down. The United States is crumbling all around us. You look at the trash, you look at the graffiti, it's everywhere, and it's getting worse. And the gasoline consumption numbers. That's just an indicator of this. And the government's lying to us every single day. Class, every one of you needs to consider running for some kind of an office. I know that we here at USAPrepares.com, I'm talking about all of us, can do better than what we've got. Let's kick these guys out. Run for every kind of office that you feel comfortable running for. And if you don't think you know enough, let me give you proof that you can do it. Here's proof. I took the examination booklet, or book. I bought the book, and I studied for 6 hours, and I passed the ham license test. If I can do that without going to class, just reading about it, you can run for office. You need honesty, and you need integrity. I believe you can do it, and I think you should start right now. Let's take America back. It's going to be tough. It's going to be painful. But we can do it. We can do it. John Reagan?
I've got some interesting articles for next week. We've got kids moving in with their parents. I'm talking about 55-year-old kids.
Yeah.
We've got seniors taking in roommates because they can't afford living expenses.
Right. And it makes sense to me. I mean, why heat a place by yourself if you can find somebody else? I mean, I don't have a problem with this. If our children want to move back with us, I'd be delighted. I don't have a problem. But it's not the American expectation where the children will be doing better with each generation. It's not happening. Our children are doing worse. Parents are doing worse. Children are doing worse. We're doing worse as a nation. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's 5:30. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.